All right, Jimmy D, where are we? Houston. Hey, your whole night, if that first main had been better, your whole night might have been better from there, but I got a feeling that might have set the tone for your night.
It did a little bit, and I was actually kind of proud of myself how I regrouped for the second one. I started 10th and got back to 5th and just kind of recovered. I kind of blew up in that first one, and I had a bad crash in practice, and it's been a little bit harder for me to breathe today. So I've been.
Oh, I saw that after before the over-under. Yeah.
So I was struggling a little bit with that, but overall, I mean, I had the fastest lap in that main event one, which was super good for me, and yep. Felt like I was railing in Adam. So I know it's not the speed, it's just the execution. You know, I made 3 big mistakes in the sand, and got Moseman.
Ironic.
I know, just like Atlanta. And then Moseman and Nichols got me on the last 2 to go, which I feel like that would have been a 4th, and that would have been a lot better than a 6th.
Yeah.
But overall, the speed's there. The bike's good. Like, we're not changing shit during the day. It's just on me. I got to execute.
I didn't see your crash. I just saw you laying there. Did you clip and go over the bars? Because I saw that almost happen to a bunch of guys.
No, I went 3-3, table to single, and as soon as I landed, my front just spit me on the ground. But it was so violent. The bike went flipping, and I went flipping. Like, it just happened quick.
Starting position was huge on this race.
Yeah.
Again, you didn't have it for the, you know, every night. So what's that like?
It was tough. It was hard coming through the pack. Third main, I think I was like 12th in the first rhythm, and I knew the whoops were jacked, so I just cut everyone off and jumped them, and I ended up coming out in like 6th. And I was like, all right, that worked.
Yeah.
So just trying to get starts like I did in that first one. I mean, when I get out there with those guys, I show my speed, but it's just I got to get out there every time, because when I start in 7th and 8th, I feel like I fall into that pace, and a lot of guys do. It's hard to – you got to be an elite guy to not fall into the pace. So that's what I'm trying to work on, is believing that I am one of the guys.
Your practice speed was good. Your qualifying speed was good. Like, you look good in the whoops and everything. You know, like, it's coming together. It's just got to put it together, I guess.
Yeah, like today I was 7th, which for me isn't that good.
Were you 7th, really?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I was 7th. So
you must have been higher at one point, because, man, it looked good.
I don't know. I felt good, and I was riding good, but I was just 7th today. So overall, the way I felt after that practice crash, it could have been a rough night for me. So I'm just thankful that I managed the 5th. And I'm thankful that I'm pissed that at 5th place, because...
Yeah, think about that, right?
I know. Yeah. Well, a couple years ago, I'd be stoked right now. I'd be heading to the bar as a privateer.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it. And we'll see you in Denver. Thanks.
All right. Thank you.